Today I announce that from the 1st of July next year, for Australians who live in rural and regional areas and outer suburban communities where specialists are short, we will have a Medicare rebate which enables them to Medicare rebate their consultation using the internet now and broadband tomorrow so they can see the health practitioner they need from the offices of their local general practitioner rather than moving town, moving city, moving state, which is what has to happen now.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard announcing a new Labor health policy at the campaign launch today. Barry Cassidy is host of Insiders, a show covering national issues on the ABC, and he was the press secretary to a previous Labor Prime Minister, Bob Hawke. He says it was a smart policy to release at the launch.
I think it'll have an impact for this reason, that it was a very sort of a clever dovetailing of the two issues of the health policy with broadband, and the government had a very big week on broadband. It's a clear policy distinction with the coalition, and so by linking in a new health service with broadband, saying that that health service can come on stream but you'll need broadband to bring it about, was quite a clever initiative. And quite apart from just linking the two, it just seems to make practical sense that people, particularly in the regions and the country, are able to access this sort of facility from, I think it's July 2012, but at least down the track, and it'll save people a lot of time.
The new policy came at the end of a speech that highlighted the economic credentials of the Labor Party. Of the few adornments in the room, a sign behind Julia Gillard read, "Stronger economy, better hospitals and schools." It was a message that was reinforced by former Labor Prime Minister Bob Hawke.
What we got hit by in this country was the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. And the Labor government did better than any government in the developed world.
Better. Barry Cassidy again.
One of the most interesting aspects about today's news poll is that Labor has finally crawled back some support on managing the economy. They were trailing quite badly by about 12 points up until a week or so ago, and this morning's poll has both the Coalition and Labor virtually neck and neck. And I think that's partly brought about because Tony Abbott has ducked the debate on the economy that Julia Gillard's been going on about. So perhaps it's that. And given how the country sort of managed to avoid a recession through the global financial crisis, you would expect they would make something of that. It's been a little tricky for them because, of course, Kevin Rudd was running the show then. But nevertheless, I think today they put the emphasis where they needed to put it.
Compared to the fanfare, the background music and the speeches, the Labor Party launch was a much more frugal affair than the Liberal Party's only a week ago. Barry Cassidy.
They quite deliberately put on a no-frills performance today. It was almost like the equivalent of a backyard wedding. There was just absolutely no attempt to dress it up. And I think that's because they just judge the community mood at the moment is one where they don't want to see politicians congratulating one another and working each other into a ladder. That's not the mood of the nation. And so it was a really bare-bones performance. There was nothing on the walls. There was no attempt to kind of celebrate. It was just Julia Gillard, a microphone and a camera pretty much, and that was it.
Hello, would you like to grab a coffee and talk about climate change? Climate change is our greatest challenge, but it can wait. In 2050, your property will be beachfront.
That's an ad produced by the lobby group GetUp, encouraging Julia Gillard to produce a strong plan of attack on climate change. It was one policy that was absent from the launch today. Sam McLean, Communications Director of GetUp, says that it's an issue close to many voters' hearts and that the Labor Party has missed a valuable opportunity.
The Labor Party really should have made the environment and reducing carbon pollution a key issue in its campaign, a key advantage over Tony Abbott, who once famously said that climate change is absolute crap, but it failed to do so.
Despite the omission of any policies on climate change, Barry Cassidy says that overall, the Labor Party launch went well.
It just feels to me now as if, provided nothing goes wrong and there's nothing that comes out of left field, then they would be fairly comfortable with where they're sitting right now.